Welcome to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast. We're live at SHRM22, the world's largest gathering of HR professionals. We're pulling back the curtain on the industry's hottest recruiting technology. Now, here's your host, William Tincup.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Tincup, and you're listening to the Use Case Podcast. Today we have Neil on from Brio Benefits, and we'll be talking about the business case or the use case for why his customers and prospects pick Brio Benefits. Yeah. And we are broadcasting live from SHRM Annual in New Orleans, and it's busy and fun and exciting and all that stuff, and both Neil and I are a little raspy, so we're going to make it through this. Neil, would you do us a favor and introduce yourself and Brio Benefits?
Absolutely. So I'm Neil Ratzotsky, the Senior Strategy Advisor from Brio Benefits. We physically sit in New York City. It's my first time in New Orleans. It's been, you'll hear my voice. It's a little bit raspy, but this has been some fun town, right? It's also my first SHRM National.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
It's not going to be my last.
No. It's too much fun.
Yes.
And especially here and in Vegas. They'll do some in San Diego and some in Orlando.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah. You put this many like-minded people
right
into one giant space.
Yes.
In a great city.
With a lot of food.
With the amazing food.
Amazing food.
You cannot go wrong.
No. There's nothing wrong here. Tell us a little bit about Brio Benefits. What's the problem solution? What are you solving for here?
So we're a boutique benefits company based out of New York. We're an Inc. 5000 fastest growing company 3 years running, which anyone that has won that award understands just how difficult it is to grow year over year over year. So we're one of the fastest growing benefits companies in the country. Personally, what I do is we work with groups all shapes and sizes, but primarily 50 to 1,500 employee group size. While that is a pretty big range, HR teams in that market actually really need the most help, have typically smaller teams. And we assist them to basically line up their employee benefits with their company culture, drive the message out, help save money on the front end for the business and for the employees, but also now factor in communication during not only open enrollment process, but during onboarding and even for talent acquisition, just taking on a life of itself in this incredible market that we're living through.
So, and I don't want to position you incorrectly, so just make sure I'm on the right page.
Yep.
Benefits brokerage, like a benefits broker?
See, broker's a dirty word in the
business. No, it's not. It is not. Because I'll tell you why, the lexicon, why it's important to me, is because the language of benefits historically has been legalese and insurance speak.
Very much so.
And for those normal people that can't read that stuff.
Which is most people.
Which is everybody.
Yes.
Other than actually brokers, the people that I've worked with in the past, that can actually make sense of it. And even to this day, we use a broker in Connecticut who makes sense of it all. He literally can line up all 10 plans and go, okay, here's what's going on.
Right.
You need somebody that actually can do that.
So to us, that's basic blocking and tackling.
Okay. Right?
You're going to hear a lot of cliches because...
Right, we're here now.
The anacronyms, right? So I'm going to try to stay away from that, but that's how we speak. But yeah, so to us, if you're not saving your client money and explaining the plans the right way...
Right.
You shouldn't be in business.
Right.
Right.
At
this point in the game.
Agreed.
To us, that's basic blocking and tackling. So what we have done is created a process to take that even one step further. Okay. So what's gone on now is companies have been stuck in a very, very reactive, traditional benefits model.
Right.
And a number of your listeners will be able to follow along, but I bet you 9 out of 10 of them have gotten their renewal 30 days before their effective date at some point. Scrambled to make a decision.
Right.
Is this the year we're making plans on changes?
Regrets.
This year we're shopping our insurance.
Yep.
And the questions instantly start becoming, how is this going to affect my employees and their families? Me and my family, right? Because if you're in human resources, you sit on both sides of that decision-making process, which is very unique. How is it going to affect our company's bottom line, our reputation, and now more than ever, our ability to attract and retain top talent in an incredibly competitive workforce field. So the difference now is we have to take short-term and long-term approach to the benefits. Create 1, 3, and 5-year goals
right
around not only the plans, but driving that value for TA, for talent acquisition and recruiting, for current employees as well as, you know, employees that we're trying to bring in and onboard.
Right.
So it's changed.
Oh yeah. Well, I know you might feel differently because you might feel like the benefit broker is a bad word, but I don't think it is a bad word. Actually, I think it's a great.
You made me feel better about it already.
I honestly think that you need someone, and a broker is a wonderful way of saying, I sit between two worlds and I broker this
Absolutely.
Relationship. So, I love that. Now, you did mention, and I love this, that you match the culture.
Yes.
To the kind of the array of benefits.
Critical.
Are you looking at financial kind of wellness or, financial benefits, wellness benefits, health benefits? Like where do y'all like to play?
So we're looking at everything, right? And because we play in such a large space
right.
across so many industries in so many different states.
Right.
Everyone's culture is truly different.
Right.
And that's why we've never felt that you could put anyone in any one box.
Right.
Right. We work with a couple hundred LGBTQ not-for-profits.
Right.
They have one type of culture. We work with hedge funds, very different type of culture.
Right.
We work with fitness groups, hospitality, hotel. It's really about what goes on under your proverbial roof, for lack of a better term.
Right.
By using micro surveys, benefits website, gathering information from the employees, the country's largest benchmarking survey, you start factoring in all these metrics. And then the feel of, no one knows the feel of a company better than an HR lead.
100%.
Right? They hear it from the top
right.
and from the bottom.
Everywhere.
In between. So a good HR leader that's in tune with their workforce, with their staff and their employees, knows, I think, this will really work. I think this will resonate. I've heard about fertility or student loan benefits. How do we put this in? But not only that, how do we make sure they use it?
That's right.
How do we make sure they know about it?
Yeah. So that gets back to your point about communication.
Yes.
So we help in real.
Critical.
Because, again, it's not a benefit unless it's used.
Yes, I'm
right.
taking that with me.
Okay. As you should.
Thank you.
And actually, Don't tell people that it was my idea. Tell them it was your idea. You just came up
100%.
With it. 100%. In fact, while you were out last night, you thought of this deal. It's a benefit.
I wrote it down when I was out on Bourbon Street yesterday.
A benefit is not a benefit yeah, unless
I'm reading it off my arm right
that's
now.
That's right. So you know, it's true, though. Unless it's consumed, a consumption, adoption,
Correct.
Usage, et cetera,
Correct.
Which is all based on communication and training.
Correct.
So what do y'all do? What is Brio Benefits? How do y'all play with the clients?
So that's a great question. So to us, communication is literally 1A to,
right.
to cost containment.
Right.
That's what I say. That's the basic blocking.
Right, 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 right.
But when you're talking about communications, and this one's on the house, guys. So what the best performing groups in the country are doing now is they've come to realize that there's 4, some say 5 generations working under one roof for the first time in history.
Right.
Everyone needs to be communicated to differently. And if what the COVID times have taught us the last few years is that has been more true than ever.
100%.
Right? So how do you get information to your employees in the way that they're going to take it? So what we have been doing with great success is video. Right? Everyone has been
Very
getting
cool.
inundated by email, text emails for the last
yeah.
2 years, as well as the car warranty phone calls. That's what
right.
I would say. I get a lot of emails that are text heavy that I don't want to read. I get a lot of car warranty phone calls about a 2009 Chevy Impala that I never really owned. Okay, so to cut through that noise, like we all are trying to for your employees, we've implemented everything from 15 to 45-second video clips that you can send out before open enrollment, not only by email, but by text message.
Oh, cool.
Because everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone uses it.
We're thinking about this. Are you interested in this?
Just take a look at the video. Open enrollment's on the way. Here's what's changing. Here's here's a change to our dental plan, right? Everything in snippets. And it's consumable that way.
How do they, backwards, how do they find out what is of interest? Or how do y'all find out what yeah. is of interest? Because y'all are standing on top of the market. So
yes.
you're sitting at a lot of data saying, okay, this is actually getting a lot of pet insurance, getting
yes.
a lot of traction over here, something you should think about. But how do, with that specific group, how do y'all kind of have an understanding of what they would be interested in consuming?
So I was taught at an early age that you never assume.
Right?
So we don't want to make assumptions. So we found, as only New Yorkers can, you get the best answer by asking very direct questions. Right? So we like to use micro surveys.
Right.
Something simple, not overwhelming.
Right.
Each two questions at a time. What we'll set up for a lot of our clients, another best practice, is a benefits website.
Right.
So imagine abccompanybenefits.com. They use that. They're fully customizable. Banners, any kind of HR initiative you have can go through there.
Right.
It links to a text platform that you can send out info through, but it'll house all your HR and benefits info.
Right.
It could be used for recruiting.
Right.
Or for current employees. Right.
Right.
Everything you're
right.
looking to do. So... No, really, it's about mixing and matching what's best. But micro surveys through the benefits website, through text messaging, through email, through direct ask, aggregate that data, tell you, okay, here's what they're thinking. Here's what we think would or wouldn't work and why.
Right.
Right? Because you know your population. Some people might say, yeah, I want this as this, but I'm not going to even sign up for it. Or I don't want to pay the added cost. We have a process that we go through to factor all those things, and then we roll out one at a time, sparsely throughout the year. Never during open enrollment.
Smart.
They're already inundated with
info.
Yeah. And honestly,
at that point, you already know or should know.
Right, and you shouldn't only give your spouse gifts for your anniversary, right? If you
sprinkle
stuff out throughout the year,
yeah.
your relationship is just going to be better.
Turns out.
Same thing with your employee. It's a relationship.
I love that. All right, let's move by side real quick.
Yes.
When you get to talking with a customer and you're talking about the value proposition,
yep.
what's kind of some of your favorite buying questions? Like, you know, maybe they've never worked with someone like Brio Benefits, and this is their first time,
right.
and they don't really understand the bit, maybe.
Right.
Or maybe they have, and maybe they've had a bad experience. What questions do you love hearing from prospects?
From prospects. So kind of like what you're asking is, what is different? How can we communicate better to our employees? The number one question that all HR leaders, executives, low-level HR folks have is, what is everyone else doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even though it does not apply to you.
Right.
Because everyone,
100%.
Everyone feels they're unique. They kind of are. They kind of aren't. But again, everyone's situation is truly different.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So... What is everyone else doing is easily the biggest one. And the next thing that has come up is technology-wise. How can we integrate, streamline our HR technology
right.
to give my team from an HR level
right.
better experience?
100%.
Right? 100%. Let's face it, everyone's trying to do less work.
Right.
Right? Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
But streamline it for the employees as well, because people are tired of going to 10 different platforms. I mean, we're at... where we are. There's a thousand vendors in there selling their platform.
Oh yeah.
These people's heads must be exploding. You know, like I can't add another platform. I can't add another app, another technology. You know, I can't ask my people to go to 10 different places. You know, so those are really the big drivers is questions of what's happening. Because believe it or not, with all the info out there, people are lost. HR folks are lost. They just want some guidance, partner.
100%.
Right?
I don't disagree. I believe that that's actually the value.
Yes.
It's
been an incredible time.
Someone that can make sense of the world.
Yes.
Two questions. One is a customer success story somewhere where they maybe worked with Brio Benefits and you just, no names, of course. You
right.
know, but just, they just, you look back and you're like, wow, that was game changing.
That's an easy one. So we work with a very large LGBTQ community health center in New York City.
Okay.
Everyone knows it. I'm not going to name it. And we began work with them, I want to say, about 6-7 years ago. They had a very, very specific problem back when they engaged us. And, you know, it was that they're all about the culture of the neighborhood.
Right.
And their people, the
right.
community. They want to offer these great benefits, but they can't continue to pay these prices.
Right.
And the employees were not seeing the value.
Right.
Just how hard they're trying.
Right.
they wanted to, they have a lot of employees asking about trans benefits. They don't offer anything, and they're giving care to trans kids, and their employees are, but they're not offering it to their staff, right? So they realize there's a culture issue that doesn't match up with a cost containment issue.
Right.
So what we did, we went through our discovery and blueprint process. We met with the HR and finance team. We had a 90-minute meeting. We asked a ton of questions. Basically could have filmed a great podcast in that session. Learned all about what their goals were, what they've done in the past, what's going on today, but most importantly, where are we trying to be over the next 1, 3, and 5? You're going to hear me keep saying that. And we came back. We gave them a literal blueprint, a business plan for that. It was going great. Then a year later, the union started knocking on the doors. A lot of physicians. They said, we don't want to unionize, but we want to match those benefits. Is there a way that we can do 100% cost contribution, which nobody does anymore, right?
Right.
Hedge funds.
Right.
So we went back to the drawing board, got creative. We took them self-funded. They had a huge problem with specialty meds, which is the leading cost driver in healthcare today.
Right.
A lot of employees taking an HIV medication that costs $1,700 per script filled every month.
Right.
They don't come off of it.
Nope.
But what they didn't know was the insurance carrier, which I don't want to name either, was getting a $1,200 rebate every time one of those scripts was filled.
That's right.
But they're charging you the full $1,700 rip.
That's right.
So by taking them self-funded, carving out their RX plan, letting them own that contract, they were now in position to receive that rebate every month. They took that money. They saved well over $1 million over the first 3 years, matched the union benefits. But here's the best part. They took that money, added a 401k match, which was a big sticking point inside their building, and they rolled out what is probably still is the most robust transgender benefit of any company across the country for that size, guaranteed.
Wow.
Right? So the coolest part about that, it's always great to save a company money.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always great to roll out some new benefits and see smiling faces. But
sure.
To be able to provide such a need for such a specific group of people, life-changing benefit, and really, you know, make them a leader, right? Make them the ones in the field. That is,
they
to
went
this
from
day,
marginalized
so
to
oh my God,
innovating.
So cool. So cool. Easily my favorite over my 10 years at Brigham.
Oh, that's awesome. Last thing is, we're here at Sherm Annual in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And what was success for you? What did you want to achieve here?
You know, you might not know, I love people, right? I'm an introvert at heart. I hate talking to everyone, but you put me in front of a crowd and you put me around people, and something comes out. And so being around all these amazing folks that I would just love to speak to all the time has been amazing. I got so much out of it. I've met so many interesting HR leaders that I really hope to reconnect with after this. You know, anyone that's listening that was here, I'm sorry for accosting you while you're on the lunch line. We're giving out a free MacBook, and I was literally, the line was standing. I think that was my favorite part, was I must have got 100 plus people to sign up today. I walked that line, and putting that QR code for everyone, saying, hey, you're standing here, your phone's in your hand, you're about to eat a poopy lunch, sign up. You sign up. You might win a MacBook. It'll make a great story.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be thankful that you did it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So just the people interaction has been just been out of this, but more than I could have ever imagined, honestly.
Well, Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
For coming on the Use Case Podcast. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope I made you proud, and I hope everyone gets a little bit out of this.
Absolutely. And thanks for everyone listening to the Use Case Podcast. Until next time.
You've been listening to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast, live at Sherm 22. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.